privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
We live in a great time in a post 9/11 world.
Whoa! Say more about that.
Well, 9/11 happened and we're living in it.
There you go. Fair enough.
That's the clip.
Do you know who did 9/11?
Inside job.
Yeah. By?
Oh, the CIA?
John Travolta.
Gosh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
How?
No evidence.
Right.
Made it up, but I'm trying to spread it. Could you say hello and welcome to Privacy Settings?
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings.
The show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. With me today, you just heard her voice, is comedian, actor, and the woman facing the wrong way down the tunnel of life. It's Stevie Martin.
It's Joanna Lumley.
Sorry, it's Joanna Lumley. Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
I like Joanna Lumley. That's not her voice.
No.
No.
Do you think she was involved in 9/11?
I don't know, but her name begins with J. John Travolta, Joanna Lumley.
Whoa.
Joan Rivers. The three of them.
The three of them did it.
Did it, I guess.
Oh, this conspiracy theory is getting better and better.
Snowballing.
Yeah. Stephen Martin, do you remember posting on Instagram 251 weeks ago that you're facing the wrong way down the tunnel of life?
So you said that so. No, that rang literally no bells.
Yeah, you just rolled with it.
Yeah. I roll with that. About a year ago, I did look at like my first ever Instagram post or like the first week. And I lasted about 2 seconds before it was like, oh my, there's so much hipstomatic, you know, that like filter. Do you remember before, right at the start of Instagram? And it would put, it would make your, all the photos look like they were done on a Polaroid thing with all the weird colours.
Yeah.
And the captions are just so excruciating. And like, I think they call it millennial chungus now, where it's like, I'm so goofy. I eat cheeseburger. I am human. Like, it's so bad. So I think I didn't do that much of that stuff, but I definitely did more of it than I would have liked.
Yeah, there's a picture of you on a boat with a captain's hat and you're going down a tunnel and you're facing the wrong way.
Oh, that was on my 35th birthday.
Hey.
Yeah.
What is the tunnel of life to you?
Death.
That's nice.
Yeah. Death is a part of life.
In many ways, the phone is the tunnel of life.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And death.
Yeah.
And everything.
Can I have your phone?
Imagine if I said no.
That would be quite funny.
I wasn't aware of what this podcast was. I thought it was about 9/11.
It is a lot about, to be fair, most of the episodes we have covered 9/11.
9/11, great.
And how John Travolta was heavily involved.
I just can't believe that.
I know, it's literally unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you haven't handed me your phone. You're looking at it.
Yeah, go on.
It's like you were checking.
You can't get into it. Hang on. Should you do Face ID?
Well, first, there's no background.
Yeah, there's no background or lock screen. It's just blackness.
Just blackness, and it says GIF Gaff in the top left-hand corner.
That's who I'm with. That's my provider.
That makes sense.
My network provider.
Do you like GIF Gaff?
Yeah, right. They're fine. I like it because when you go on your voicemail, the man who goes like, "You've got 3 messages," he's really northern. Like,
oh, yeah?
Really gone for a voice that I just don't really hear in many other companies. Like, I think he must be about 50, and he just sounds like he's, yeah, just a nice farmer man.
Well, can we open it? Maybe we'll call your voicemail, see what you got saved.
Also, I would like to say the reason I have black background and foreground is because I use my phone on stage and I'm on tour at the moment, and I realised that when I was talking, people were just looking at the picture of my partner and my dog when my hand was going around. I was like, okay, I need to distract from that. So I just have gone black.
Okay.
I do normally have a picture of Adam and my dog like this.
Okay, can I ring your voicemail?
I think so.
20 voicemails?
That's not, well, no, but if there's something odd going on there, because if you ring it, I think I've only got one.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put speakerphone on. It's a nightmare.
Have you ever used a phone before, basically?
No, this is my first time, actually. We mostly spend the show talking about 9/11, and then we never get to the phones.
Cool. I don't know.
There's no speaker option on your phone. I'm so glad you had it.
Star.
That's lovely. All right, further options.
Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 2.
It's nice, isn't it?
To change your voicemail greeting, press
3.
Yeah.
You can change your PIN.
Do you want to do it on me? Just say hi, this is Steve.
To change the way you're notified when you use personal greeting menu. To listen to your current greeting, press 1. Welcome to GIF Gaff's voicemail.
Oh,
the person you're calling can't take your call at the moment.
That's it.
Personal greeting menu.
Can you do
to
that, but in your voice?
Greeting, press 1.
Welcome to GIF Gaff messages.
Okay, great.
Press Welcome to GiveGab.
I pressed the same thing again.
Your calling. Can't say your call at the moment. To record a new greeting, press 2. Record personal greeting. Record a personal greeting by pressing 1. When recording, press 0.
Thank you.
To start recording, also press 0.
It's lovely,
isn't it? Yeah, it's lovely. This is the GiveGaff mobile number of Stevie Martin. Congratulations, you've got a number. Now leave a lovely little message. Okay, thanks so much. Goodbye.
Review menu. To listen to your greeting again, press 1. To save. This is the GiveGaff mobile number of Stevie Martin. Congratulations, you've got a number. Now leave a lovely little message. Okay, thanks so much. Goodbye.
It's the same man.
I was just saying, look, I'm a fucking good actor,
you are,
lads.
You are. You
that's great stuff.
I heard you on Radio 4.
Now, are you going to remember that that's your
no,
message?
But I'll just leave it. It's fine.
Also, not many. How many people are leaving voicemail messages, I suppose?
Very few.
Yeah, voice notes have taken over. They're the new voicemail.
They are. And the new podcast. My mum sends me a voice note. It's like 20 minutes long.
So. Have you got some 20 minutes?
Got some 20 minutes. I've got 18, actually, was the longest.
18 is quite long.
Yeah, it is quite long. But it's nice because she sort of like leaves them while she's doing stuff. So a lot of it would just be like, oh, just getting some sweet corn out of the thing. So let's count the count. You're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is a podcast.
It's like a little soundscape.
A little day in the life.
A mother soundscape.
So that means you're going to be spending a long time on WhatsApp. I'm going to look at your screen time now.
It'll be real bad.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. My screen time is abysmal.
Okay, so.
Okay. 6 hours, 6 minutes. So I think that's awful, but then when I think about it, I am awake for like, what? So I go to bed about, go to sleep about 1. Wake up about 9. So yeah. That's however many hours that is. That's not,
8?
No, not 1 in the day. No, as in like, sorry, no, get up at 9 and then go to sleep at 1.
Oh, I was doing your sleep time.
12, yeah, and because I presented that to you.
Yeah, and I reckon there's a sum we could do if we take the sleep time away from 24.
13, 14, 15, 16, 16. Or you pointed the clock and then you...
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Are you good at maths?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, good. I'm really, really bad because I've spent too long now telling myself I'm really bad.
Mm.
So I have now have no hope of gaining confidence with numbers.
Yeah, and the confidence, do you do that thing where you just freeze and you're
yes.
like...
Yes, I spent the whole time going, I can't believe... Well, just then I was like, what are you doing? Why have you started with going to sleep? And it's like, well, you've got to commit now. And then it's just do the easy thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, it's yeah. so much... And then also I turn it into like a, ha ha, I'm so silly. But I really, it's a darkness within me that I don't understand numbers.
It covers the vulnerability with goofiness.
Yeah.
But that actually you're very sad deep down.
Very sad. What a great start.
Yeah.
6 hours, is it?
Six? What's 6 times 2? Go.
12!
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. So I don't think that is actually that bad, considering I'm awake for 16 hours. That's 10 hours.
10 hours off the screen.
That's not too bad. What I am concerned about, I can't help but notice, Instagram I understand, 2 hours 7. Why am I on my banking app for 1 hour 55 minutes?
Well, it's because you're bad at maths, I think.
What the fuck am I doing on there?
That's 1 hour and 55 minutes in one day.
Yeah. I must have... So that I don't think that's right. I think it's left it open.
It's... I think you mean you. I don't think...
With the phone?
Yeah.
42 minutes on the clock app, is it?
Yeah, that's... This is the roguest... Not bad screen time. Like you say, 10 hours of your day. You're just with the world.
Yeah, but what am I doing for those 6 hours?
Yeah. You're wondering what time it is, I suppose.
I suppose I'm going 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you use the clock for maths. Yeah. You're on Monzo being like, oh, I don't know this. I got on the clock app to see if I can add everything up.
Calculator app. Not there.
Not there. Not once. Do you genuinely have no explanation for 42 minutes spent on the clock?
Maybe. So we'll have this thing. It makes me sound really... So I have this thing that... So I'm on tour and I don't do any movement at all on stage. I'm very like still... I do a lot of this, but I don't really move. And then also I'm on trains and then I go on the train, have a nap, do the show... Go to bed, go on the train, have an hour. And so I'm not moving. So before the show, I said I'd started doing something twice and I've done 52 dates of the show. So I will try and do a plank. I'll try and do
I had no idea where the sentence was ending.
That's so good, because in my head I was like, don't draw it out. This is so obvious. Like, yeah. Come on. Okay, so I'll do plank.
Yeah, also, sorry, my producer just said plank is famously stationary. So, like, you're doing something more still as exercise.
But in, like, a different
Oh, sure. Way. It's much harder stillness.
And the muscles are contracting in a different...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to build it up.
Yeah.
So I've gone from 10 seconds, which is admittedly quite bad, to I've not done it twice. Maybe I've done it 5 times. I'm now at 1.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think on that day, what must have happened is I've timed it and I've just forgotten to press off and I've just let it go for 42 minutes, just keep going.
Yeah,
that
does happen.
That must be it.
Yeah.
It can't.
You can't be checking the time that much.
There was like I don't know, CCTV footage of me just staring at the clocker. She really does. She just loves time.
Do you have like your alarms? Do you just set one alarm, or do you have a list of alarm times?
Right. So this is a case of me having labeled, realized quite recently, as in the last 5 years, you can label alarms. So being
you
like,
can.
Great. Okay. Unfortunately, have not changed the labels. So I've got two. One says 8 a.m. ring yo spa. I think I actually gone to my head, don't know what that is, because I've not been to a spa ever. I don't think I've ever been to a spa.
You've never been to a spa?
I don't think so, no. I've been to a hotel and spa, but it's got a spa too.
Sounds a bit like you've been to a spa.
Yeah, but I don't think...
But you haven't actively sought out a spa on its own?
No, predominantly I've been to the hotel and then been like, oh, maybe it's a spa thing or something. So I don't know why I've... Anyway, it's at 8 a.m. I don't know why I'm ringing the spa at 8 a.m. The second one is 10:45, send self-tape. That's obviously the wrong time, because I would... Why would you put an alarm on for 10:45 at night to send an audition tape to your agent who's not in the office? So I must have done that a long time ago, and then I'm just... That's... That'll be... I honestly have no idea why I'd ever set an alarm at 10:45 at night, 10:45 at night.
Yeah, that's either you've gone for a late nap or you need to do something. You never do that.
I never do a late nap, no, because I'm an insomniac, so that would just...
That's basically that's a sleep.
That's my full sleep, yeah. Yeah. I was thinking it was something to do with the show, but no. Honestly, no idea. Oh, could be like, Deliveroo's maybe going to be arriving.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I don't
get notifications, because I've turned all the notifications off on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a good feeling?
No, I'm so used to it. I think it is, because when I see other people's phones and they're flashing up all the time, I'm like, Jesus, that's so stressful.
Stressful, yeah.
So the difference must be, but I don't, like when I quit smoking, it was like, I don't really feel any different. But actually now when I smell, I'm like, oh, that's the toxic cloud of poison.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I think it means you've got other things on, like spending an hour on Monzo and then...
Looking at my clock.
It's interesting as well, because you've got the SumUp app there, which is obviously getting...
Donations.
Yeah, bringing in money.
Yes, very much.
But
all banking.
Only 10 minutes of bringing in money and an hour and 55
looking
minutes
at
of
the
checking...
Money
I got all that. Because you raise money for a fund for people going to the Fringe?
Yes, that's what it's for. So that's 10 minutes after the show. Not a lot of people donated, quite clearly.
What the hell?
But that's after the show. Yeah, I stand with a little card reader and sort of, if people want a selfie, I sort of guilt them into also giving money to send student comedians to the Fringe. York University are going this year.
Yeah.
Because of the first leg.
£2,000.
We actually raised £4,000.
£4,000?
Which is amazing.
See, if you hadn't spent time on the clock app, you wouldn't have been able to do that maths.
Just a quick glance to the clock over there.
2, 3, 4. Okay, great.
Midday to 4 p.m.
An hour on Safari.
I think that's fine, isn't it? Because Google's sort of broken anyway, but you do sort of need to still look up things. I don't use ChatGPT at all, so I just Google by saying that and then putting Reddit after it. So that's probably, that might be me trying to find a restaurant to eat at. That will take me about an hour and 2 minutes.
To find one restaurant. Yeah. And you're not on the Reddit app? Your browser?
No, because I delete all my apps, for my scrolling apps for weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then I re-download them, and I've just not re-downloaded the Reddit one because I just go on the browser now, which is a more annoying experience, so it will mean that I'll be on it less.
Less, yeah, makes sense.
Or I'll
sense.
Just be more annoyed for longer. This is how it's actually worked out.
Yeah, but, you know, you'll know exactly how long you're annoyed for.
Yes, this is true.
Because you got the clock.
Because you got the clock.
Thanks, Stevie. We need to go to a break now. We agreed to give Stevie 5 minutes of clock app time for every 15 minutes of podcasting, so we're going to go to a break. Don't go anywhere. Love you forever. Bye.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio, the podcast that still doesn't understand how Bluetooth works. What's connecting? Is it the air? Why does it need teeth? Why are they blue? Why is there only one of them? How does sound travel through it? Why is it okay on planes, but Wi-Fi isn't, Stevie? Do you understand how technology works?
I've got Bluetooth headphones, but I started to... Oh, I've left them somewhere. I think I've left them at the last podcast I did. Brilliant.
They're in there.
They are in there.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, great.
You were wearing them when you came in.
Great. I'm constantly like going back and finding the Bluetooth headphones again. I stopped wearing them for like a year because I saw celebrities wearing white wired speakers again. Speakers, headphones again. And I thought, oh God, they're onto something. They found some information about Bluetooth and it's terrible for you. And that's why all the rich people are doing. But they're really annoying and I can't be bothered. Now I'm back to Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it works. I feel like it must be frying my brain in some way, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, you can't count anymore.
I can't count anymore.
Yeah.
I start clocks. What's the...
Clocks, that was, by the way.
No, it was... No, I also stare at penises for 42 minutes every day.
That's what was on Safari.
That's what was on Safari.
Oh, it's the cock app, I see.
The cock app. Cock and balls app.
Cock and balls?
Yeah, wow.
I didn't know they'd added the DLC of cocks.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
Never... I don't know. I was going to say, would never look at a ball, an individual. Can you? Can one ever do that? You could probably see...
Yeah.
Okay.
Hugh, do you want to Google individual ball? In scrotum?
Oh, God.
Oh, Hugh was already looking at that, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think balls at all on their own
Okay. Are
very nice.
There's got to be a porn category for that, though, I imagine. There's one for everything else.
Yeah.
Just ball, independent ball.
Yeah. Yeah, what would it be called? Now, you can Google that. You can search what's the category.
Unique ball?
You've just searched ball. Obviously, yeah. There's just balls coming up.
Oh, there's so much AI balls. And then shops, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Search porn category
just
where balls. It's just balls.
Well, I mean, what's so odd that it's not coming up with them.
Any suggestions?
Just balls porn videos! Balls only! That's the category.
Balls only. That's so funny.
That's nice. I'm glad that that exists.
Yeah, me too.
This is sweet.
And for anyone wondering, this is with moderate safe search on.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do... Oh, okay. Strict.
Strict. Nothing there. Off?
Everything.
Oh, it's the same.
Good.
Speaking of ex-hamster, over to your search history.
Okay. I don't remember what I've searched.
You haven't searched for ex-hamster, actually.
Why is U-S saying only courier bike?
Yeah, why is Uta saying only courier bike?
I was in Belfast and I had to get a flight at 6 a.m. 7 a.m. And I was just like, oh no, I'll go up at 4. Like, I don't know what time to get up for a flight. And when I went on Uber, it only had bike options. It said courier bike in four different ways. And I just don't understand what that meant. So then I tried to, why is Uber saying only courier bike? And then by the end, I just went to the hotel reception and was like, can you book me a taxi? And they were like, yes. Yeah. Story.
And a bike arrived.
And then a bike arrived.
Yeah.
And that's a cycle. But it was very strange. I couldn't get a... I still don't know why. And then you can see I was in Northern Ireland. I have a joke about Thorntons. A reference that I did a Thorntons advert. And I just wanted to check if they had Thorntons chocolate in Northern Ireland.
And do they have Thorntons chocolate in Northern
Ireland?
Well,
it's gone into administration, so no. But they did. So they should know.
That's enough of a reference there.
Yes. But weirdly, obviously, I Googled, is Thorntons chocolate in Belfast? And that didn't give me enough information, apparently. So I had to then say, is Thorntons in Northern Ireland in the wider sense?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And then also, is Northern Ireland in Britain?
Oh, no. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, it's because it's in the UK,
yep.
But Britain refers to the island, and I get that wrong all the time, and I've got it wrong on House of Games, and every time I feel like I go very hot and sweaty.
Yeah, it's a difficult area for us. We're the real victims of our own colonial past.
Because I have one reference to Britain,
yeah,
and I'm really glad I did Google that because I changed the reference to UK and everyone applauded.
Yeah,
she knows.
She
the
knows.
Difference.
Wow.
Basic.
Oh,
basic
God.
Geography.
First Thorntons, now this. Yeah, because it's the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Yes.
But then all of it's the British Isles.
Yes.
But
they're not in Britain, because that refers to the island.
Yes. And there's the island of Ireland. The island of Ireland.
Yeah. Ugh. But also, I blame the education system. I know about Weimar Germany, but I don't know about, like, the place that is literally next, how to refer to the country that is in the same Britain? No, UK as me. Like, it's so stupid.
What happened in 1916 in Dublin? I don't know, but what I do know is divorce beheaded died, divorce beheaded survived.
Yes. It's so stupid. Anyway.
And then you've also looked up Julia 1984 book, read it.
Yes.
And then Julia 1984, boo!
And then realised that's not giving me the answer. That's just ghosts. No, I meant the book. I just finished reading it and I wondered how, because famously, I think 1984 fans quite like that book. And to have done a reimagining of it from the perspective of Julia, I was like, oh, I bet they fucking hate that.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I read it, I think it's really good. Yes, on Reddit, they don't like it.
Ah.
I don't think so. But I think overall, it's seen as being good. But again, you can't Google anything. You have to put Reddit afterwards when you Google everything, because Google is dead.
Is Google dead?
Yeah, you can't like find anything on there. It's like all AI shit or weird websites. Like Reddit will just give you a thread of people fighting about it.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Can you search who is Stevie Martin? You? And then we'll see how dead Google is.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because this, I mean, the last thing Googled on here was pornography. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of algorithm. Who is Stevie? And then pause there. Wonder, of course.
Is it Martin? Who's Stevie
Martin?
To?
Who's Stevie Martin married
that's
to?
That's the second one. Is he Martin dating? Is he Martin partner? Is he Martin's husband? All right.
Wow.
Everyone can calm down.
Yeah.
I wonder if it will say. I think I'm on Wikipedia. So I think actually it probably will.
Okay, let's see the AI overview first of all.
Oh, wow. Is a British comedian, writer, and actress.
Born on the 12th of May?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Known for your viral online sketches, stand-up comedy, and appearance on various UK television panel and network sketches.
That's a new one. That's good. As a former member of the sketch group Massive. Gosh, deep cuts. It's all there, isn't it?
So maybe Google isn't so dead.
No, I suppose it's not like totally, but isn't that a popular, like, if you want to find something specific. So, like, well, I mean, I'll bring it back to restaurants. If I'm wanting to find, like, best vegan restaurants in, it's really hard. You just get, like, the same 10 that you would get. You don't get... It's no better than it was 10 years ago, and it feels like it should be.
Yeah, that is true. Can you search the best vegan restaurants in the British Isles?
Put in brackets, Ireland. Yeah. Black-owned vegan restaurants in the UK. That's fine by Peter. Lovely, but it's not necessarily what I was asking for. I'm not against that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
For God's sake.
But it, yeah.
And then you've got the AI, which you can't really look at that because they're often, when you look at that, they're often closed. Oh, also as well, the opening times are all over the place on Google. This is fascinating. Opening times are all over the place. It'll say it's open when it's not, and then it'll say like, and then you end up like turning up to places and it's pointless.
But Google's dead.
Google's dead. The internet's dead. It's just eating itself.
Now search. Oh, that's good. Is Google dead?
It looks like there are only places matching.
Yeah, well, you have Googled that in the places tab, yeah, yeah. News.
News all.
Google is not dead.
Massive evolution from traditional blue link search engine to an AI-driven conversational answer machine. And what? Answer engine?
An answer machine?
I can't say.
Welcome to Google. I've got a couple of vegan restaurants. Oh, look at the first result there. Google search is dead on Reddit.
And it's a Komodo dragon.
Okay. Komodo dragons are the largest living species of lizard, belonging to the reptile class, specifically the order of Squamata and the family Varanidae. I did a simple search for a Komodo dragon to show my kids what they looked like. Oh, it's a... That's not real.
Oh, it's got wings. That took me a long time to... Do Komodo dragons have wings?
What did you just say?
Do Komodo dragons have wings?
Did you just...
They might be very close to their body. They just never go...
So what you're asking, really, is are actual dragons, like in books, real?
A little bit. I've seen a lot of documentaries about Komodo dragons, and they don't look like dragons, but they might have, like, tiny little wings. Like how a whale's got a leg inside it or whatever.
What?
Evolutionarily, whales used to have legs. A specific type of whale had legs. So now there's a type of whale that just has a leg in it. Honestly,
that just sounds made up.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a type of whale that just has a leg in it.
Yeah, it honestly does. Whale leg. That's an example. Thank you. Evolutionary history. Modern whales, right. Some of them have got a leg in them. Look, a tiny leg.
Yeah, so they've got a leg bone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, I would say, so different to Komodo dragons
might
having
have little
wings.
Wings inside them.
Wings inside them. Okay, but we can all agree that that picture was like proper
yes.
wings.
Okay, fine, yes. No, just for a second, this is what AI does.
Yeah, yeah.
It turns your brain grooves suddenly smooth out and you go, is that real? There was a video, a clip that was of like, I think it was like Antarctica or something. And it's like, this is what the moon looks like at the top of the poles. And the moon, like, someone obviously digitally made the moon like coming so close to the land. And I was like, and then I sent it to everyone I knew and they were all like, fucking hell, baby. Like, that's not even... How is, like, think for more than 4 seconds. So like, that's why I don't use ChatGPT or I don't use AI or anything, because I will look at, I just do, I'm so trusting. And that yeah. you can't be trusting in this post 9/11 world.
No, especially with people like John Travolta. Yeah, John Travolta has wings.
Wow, does he?
How he got on the planes.
Is he a Komodo dragon?
I think so.
He's got a leg inside his whale.
He's got a leg inside his whale, yeah. And he famously has poison in his teeth that he bites people and then... It's really slow-acting poison, so he waits around for them to die like a little angel of death. You also searched Spotlight. Sorry. No, that's all right. Did you apologize for saying, wait?
No. Spotlight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the film. That's because I wanted to check... Oh, I got new headshots done because I've got brown hair now. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to check whether my agent had uploaded them or not. And I don't know how to get onto Spotlight. So I Googled it and was like, I can't log in. And then I just had to send this email them being like, can you tell me if you have? So that was good.
Do you like Spotlight?
I don't really, I don't like that it exists. And I don't like that actors should have to pay to be on something that then people are like, well, you can't get work unless you're on this thing.
Yeah.
Like that really annoys me.
Yeah. So if you don't know what Spotlight is, it's like a CV website where the person uploading their CV has to pay for it. And
really?
all the people who need it, don't pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, if you're actually very successful, you don't need a show reel on your Spotlight. But if you are trying to get more acting work, for example.
Yeah.
You do.
We could get a show reel scene here.
Okay. What have I not got?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What have you not got?
Not much. I was murdered in an episode of Endeavour.
Oh, that's good.
I've got nothing that's not crime related. I was murdered and I was the foreman of a jury.
The whole gamut of crime. Okay, well, yeah. We should not do crime.
Not crime. So, have you got...
The opposite of crime.
Peace. Huh?
Peace.
Peace.
Let's declare peace.
Okay, we're two politicians.
Yes, from... I'm always a fitness instructor. This is great.
Okay,
I'm a very unfit...
politician. Yeah. and I never get sort of alpha male characters, so I'll be like a really fit alpha male...
Great.
Sort of guy, and we've...
And we just, you can declare the peace.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, hang on a minute. Sorry, I just came up the stairs and it was quite hard going because I haven't worked out in my life. What are we here for?
Peace.
Wow!
You're welcome, the world. We've been warring for years, but now our balance of unfitness and fitness has come together to create something beautiful. And that thing is...
I'm trying to cry because I haven't cried in my show reel.
Cut that out. So it's just, I haven't cried either, actually.
Hang on. I can't cry on demand.
No, you can, like, we'll just get... because we're so emotional. I'll try to yawn.
Oh, that's good.
It's not happening. Do you
reckon? I've shut my eyes, so I've ruined it.
Fuck me too. Do you want me to blow in your eyes?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll blow my own eyes. I'm getting a bit red now, so I could, if we do the face.
Yeah, let's get closer to the camera. We've created world peace.
Finally, there's peace. That's me crying.
That's perfect.
It's weird that I haven't got more dramatic roles, actually.
Well, you're going to look back on this and be like, what was it that was your big break, you know?
What was that?
I've
got a very good sonorous voice. You have.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Sonorous.
Yeah, like very rich tapestry.
A gift gaffy voice.
Yes.
Thanks. Very kind of you. Great stuff, Stevie. We're going to go to a break now, but don't go anywhere, because after the break, we will discover the real truth about whether Northern Ireland is in Britain. I don't know.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy. Are you okay? Still trying to cry? Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the only podcast that's pro-jailbreak. Come on, let them out. What did they ever do? Who cares? Have you cried yet?
Like a little bit, but then it went away again. And also, I think we need to start this part afresh and with great optimism.
Stevie, have you ever jailbreaked your phone?
I don't know what that is.
I fucking told him. This is the producer wrote this stupid little introduction.
It's shit.
It's rubbish, isn't it? I hate him. He's left. He's left. Actually, don't tell him. I really need him. Okay, he's come back. Thank God. Jailbreak your phone. Do you know what it is? Jailbreaking your phone allows you to customize your device across its root file system. I've got bored already. Download apps from unofficial sources and make other changes using the developer's privileges.
The one thing I hate about my phone is I don't have developer's privileges.
I've always wanted more developer's privilege.
I don't even know why I'd want to download an app from an unofficial source. What the unofficial source is, I didn't know you could download apps outside the App Store, which is, I'm guessing, what they're saying.
Yeah. The young people who work here were like, oh, jailbreak your phone. Everyone knows that. And I was like, 100%, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, Stevie's not going to know what that is.
No.
And I really firmly, I just had an instinct.
It's great, though. If the CIA are listening to this, mm-hmm. I'm not going to pursue that any further.
Yeah.
But if they're not, then I am.
Okay, how do you reckon we'll learn if they're listening?
Just ask them.
Okay.
And then they'll comment underneath and say yes.
Yeah, if you're from the CIA or any sort of agency like that, Federal Bureau of Investigation or MI6.
Or a UK-based one.
Yeah. It's just, mentioned 9/11 so many times that they might. If you are watching this, then just let us know and we won't do anything illegal.
No.
If you're not watching this, just don't. Well, you could like it, just don't comment.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then we'll do some jailbreaking.
I will be jailbreaking after this, yeah. That's great. Free apps for all.
It's sort of like the LimeWire or the Kazaa of the current world. I imagine Hugh doesn't know what they are. You know what LimeWire is? Kazaa was like the precursor to LimeWire, where you could download things.
LimeWire was huge.
What did you download on LimeWire?
I downloaded a lot of Franz Ferdinand. His speeches.
Guy was killed by Gavrilo Princip, of course.
Yes.
Don't know if Northern Ireland is in Britain or not.
No, we just don't, and we can't. And but it's none of my business.
The fact that Franz Ferdinand was an archduke, it's right there.
Right there. But I really don't. Even when I love a band, I pay like, 180 quid, and then I'm like, right, the back. And I can't get in, and it's really expensive. And then you have to leave, and to leave takes 5 hours, and I feel very old when I say that. But that's just my life now.
Well, that's because you're staring at the watch the whole time.
Staring at my clock up. I love watching Glastonbury on the TV. I do not ever wish... I don't want to get to Glastonbury so much that this year I got offered to do Glastonbury, which is so exciting, and I was like, I've got to. I don't like festivals, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Became so stressed about it that my partner was like, I think actually it's best for everybody if you don't. I was like, yeah, no, you're right. I was like, oh, God. So I pulled out, and then I got a job interviewing people in the queue for train line at Glastonbury, and so I went to Glastonbury, interviewed people in the queue, and then just left Glastonbury, and I was so happy to leave. By that point, I was like, oh, there's Beatles everywhere, and I'd been there for 2 hours.
Beatles are mostly dead. I don't think.
Oh, sorry. No, they were there.
Whoa, that's unbelievable.
Beatles were there, and other Jimi Hendrix was there.
Really?
Yeah. I definitely won't. I didn't dream that.
I can't believe you've got to be the only person who's gone to the queue of Glastonbury, but not into Glastonbury. Yeah.
And it was the worst job ever. I had to go like, woo! And like hype people, but they'd just come off like, I don't know, 7 hour coach journeys. So they hadn't even taken the train because we were in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Just really angry people. And then everyone I was with were like, we're going into Glastonbury after this. And I was like, I don't want to. And then they're like, why? And then when I listened, you could see them all going, oh yeah, I don't want that either. It's like, the shit. Like, it's better just to watch it. Like,
expensive, you could just sit at home, watch it.
Yeah.
Food, see the highlights.
I can have nice food at home, so I don't really care. Terrible.
Did you have to write a script for this train line thing? You just improv it?
No, I just had to riff it. Riff going, woo! And occasionally people going, is that? And then saying, oh, is that Sarah Pascoe? I had blonde hair and everyone would get me confused with Sarah Pascoe.
And now you dyed your hair.
Now I dyed my hair purely for that reason.
Really?
No.
You're a comedian.
Oh, God!
Yeah, yeah. Do you use your notes app much?
Yeah.
Writing down funny ideas?
Oh, I've got one called... I've got categories. So someone...
Stevie's gone for a phone again.
Someone, it's about 6 years ago, was like, you know you can like categorise your phone notes. So just have one long phone note while you're a psychopath. And I was like, haha, oh God. So I've got... I'll give you this screenshot, actually, after the show. So I've got pinned... live show ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go into that because it'd be too cringe because I'm writing a new show at the moment. And as we all know, the nascent shows are bad.
Yeah.
Currently just says the word Godzilla. So, I don't know.
Whoa, are you going to play Godzilla?
I think I'd like to play that Godzilla song. That Godzilla song when I come out and then the theme tune. but then the only other pinned note, so I only realised you could pin them recently, is called Lie on Right Side, Cover Mouth, Blow in Front of Nose, 15 Compressions. It is how to resuscitate a dog
with pictures
and a link to a woman doing it at a dog grooming fair in case my dog needs resuscitating, because I couldn't remember where her heart is, because it's like on a particular side.
Oh. Gone.
And then also, and like under her leg or some shit. I mean, I'll know when I read this properly.
It's tough trying to find a sperm whale's heart.
Yeah.
You have to first locate the leg.
The pulse, check the pulse in its groin. What are you talking about? So anyway, so got that.
We're not
then
so
I
different.
Have all these categories here that are all different things. Things like, okay, one category. Just making myself laugh here because I don't know what this is. One category is literally called hole, and it's just a picture. I honestly don't know what that is. That's the I was designing a new run for my tortoise, and I needed the hole to be drilled in the ceiling so that the light could go through, and I had to tell the carpenter. So there is a category that is literally called hole, and it's just a picture of where the hole is in my tortoise. I've got one called wines that I like.
Sorry. No, Stevie. You can't move on to wines that you like.
Yeah.
You really buried the lead there. You went into carpentry and stuff, but you're designing a run for your tortoise.
She has to live somewhere.
Yeah, it's just that.
The run that she had was wrong. It was all wooden and it had too much ventilation. So I've customised, because the ones that you can get in pet shops are not good enough. I've customised one, so I needed to drill a hole in the top so that you get the light in.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, there we go. Then I've got new show, which I've decided to can. Substack ideas, because I have a Substack.
Wait, new show that you've decided to can?
I don't really like it. So
what? Can you?
What is it? I've just opened it, so it should be at the top here. New show. Oh, it's just loads. It's like, it doesn't actually make any sense. It's just huge blocks of text. I think I was just going through some stuff. Crab walking. Okay. it's very difficult to understand. One is just called All That Jazz, because my friend Ed Smith is running this like jazz night and he wanted me to come and do a song. So I've written a parody for All That Jazz.
Oh.
Which is quite fun, from Chicago. Sketch ideas, filmed ideas, whole, of course. And then the worst one is things to do. And this is, unfortunately, the one that I've done all these categories, so this doesn't happen and it's happened anyway. I've just got the longest phone note that just has like a million things. Like,
what's the first entry?
First entry. It takes me so long to scroll up. Send bank statements to Alfie. Check showreel, which I did. And then I Googled Spotlight. One says Nature's Menu, new dog food. Rimmond Rocks is an Uber driver in Chorley. Told me it was a place he went with his family in York. Sure.
Brimond Rocks. Oh, no. Brimond Rocks. Brimham Rocks.
Christ, I put Rimond Rocks.
This is amazing. There's no one who would have been able to help you with Brimham. Fuck. It sounds like I don't know what I'm talking
How
about.
How are you spelling it? Brimond?
Brimham Rocks, I think.
Jesus. I put Rim and Rocks. Like, you go there for a little rim, and then you have some
God,
rocks.
This is, like, honestly, this is the best thing that we could talk about.
Rimmond Rocks?
Brimham Rocks.
Brimham Rocks.
It's in North Yorkshire?
Yes,
near
right.
York. There's amazing rocks there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the one that has a rock that looks a bit like a T-Rex.
Yes, he said that pictures don't do it just... Yes, National Trust! He said he was on the National Trust website,
yeah.
So he's got to be that.
Brimham Rocks and the Cow and Calf Rocks.
He is right. It does just look like a place with some rocks. But he did say it was very moving when he was there.
Okay, I don't know if I'd say moving. But okay. I went there... Basically, all of our family trips were to Brimham Rocks or the Cow and Calf Rocks.
Really?
Yeah. We'd take peanut butter and jam sandwiches and play on the rocks. And it was sick.
That's nice. nice.
Yeah.
Playing on the rocks.
I haven't been to Brimham Rocks in so long, and I'm so glad I could correct you because you never would have found Rim and Rocks.
Rim and Rocks.
Sounds like a different sort of experience.
Yeah. Yes.
It might be on xhamster.com. Yeah. My producer just said, can I get a rim on the rocks, please? I don't.
That's when you get rimmed and then you have some ice afterwards.
Yeah. You didn't have to say that and you didn't want to, but you did say it.
But it's good to have ice on hand in case the rimming goes wrong.
Ice on bum, I think. Better than ice on hand.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. No, sure.
Should we try and cry again? Is that what you're doing in your clout poster?
No. Trying to cry? I'm just going.
That's fun.
It's because I got my photos done at, this is like self-shoot studio, which is really great. It's like £100 for half an hour. And you go and you have a little clicker. And then you can just see the pictures coming up and there's not a photographer or anything. So you can like control it. And I was really excited about doing that. And then a wasp flew in and a tiny, tiny studio. Now they've got a bigger one, but it was tiny. And the wasp was big. And I ran out. And then I'd realised that the wasp then flew out, but I'd realised I'd, wasted like 10 minutes of my precious time. Yeah. So I stood down and I was like, fuck this. And I was just like, ugh. And then that was the picture I ended up using, which is really fun.
That's great.
Marry me chickpeas. I was just asking some chickpeas.
You love chickpeas?
No. That's somebody saying, oh, there's a great, are you vegan? Oh, there's this thing on TikTok, like marry me chickpeas. They went viral. And I was like, okay, I do a lot of just putting things in my phone notes so that they think I'm like, oh, I'm interested,
yeah.
But I'm not.
Someone recommends something, you go, do you know what? I'm actually going to write that down.
And I used to just go this. And pretend, but they can see. So no,
yeah, that's really that was really bad acting.
And then that is just a list of my friends.
It does. It says friends :
Charlie, Claudia, Becca, Dan, Tash, Roisin.
And it like I thought you were trying to like recast Friends. No, this is just all your friends.
This is genuinely a list of friends that I, at the start of the year, I was like, oh, I need to prioritise seeing those people because I haven't seen them in ages.
Ah.
And I've seen other people more. And so far, I have gone for dinner with one of them.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Becca. In capitals.
Yeah, she's in capitals.
That's why. And then she's just in capitals because every time I write Becca on my phone, it autocorrects to capitals. And I don't know why. And then Roisin, I'm seeing in a few weeks. And I've not managed to work it out with the others.
Do you want to give a little shout out to Charlie, Claudia, Dan and Tash and just say sorry and...
Hi Charlie, hi Claudia, whose birthday was on Friday. Hi Dan, whose birthday was a month ago. And Tash, I'm really sorry that I haven't hung out with you, but I think I've WhatsApped most of you to try to work it out. It's because I'm on tour. From April, I'll be free, baby. That's what I'm here to promote. Actually, not my tour, I'm here to promote.
Get in touch with your friends.
Just chat to them.
So Stevie, what do you think your phone says about you?
It's quite hard to, I think it's quite chaotic, so that, but I think it does show I try. Like,
yeah.
You know, I've tried to categorize my phone notes. I'm also, that's it really, isn't it? Googling stuff. It says that I recently read the retelling of Julia's character in 1984.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Do you have a good relationship with it, do you think?
Yep. With the book?
Yes. Yeah. You think you spend too much time on the book?
Yeah. No, I don't think I do. I think I have a relationship that's very common to most people, which is just like, I just am on it too much. And I don't like that. And I hate... I'm getting better at Instagram. I used to scroll. Now I've got rid of, I've muted, sorry if you are my friend, I've muted every single human being on Instagram that I know, so that when I want to find out what they're doing, I'll go to their profile and have a look and see what's going on, rather than being bombarded. Because there was a period of time where it was just, you just can't, I'd be like, I got really, I remember there was one time when I was like, really not having a good period of work time and was really like depressed about it. And my friend got an advertising award. And I was like, oh, great. It's like, I don't work in advertising. So that was when I was like, I think I've got to get rid of everybody. And then I can catch up with people separately and kind of rather than just get a barrage of how brilliant everyone's doing. and then feel like I'm a horrible jealous person for feeling a bit down on myself.
Yeah.
I don't think we are horrible jealous people. I think no one should have like just a million everyone's best moments. And also just being like, oh, they've gone for lunch again with their friends. I should go for lunch with my friends. I haven't done that. It's just that. Like, it's so bad. I find it more inspiring work stuff where I'll be like, oh, they've done that thing. I want to do that, and that's quite helpful.
Mm.
But weirdly, it was social things that was getting me. I was like, everyone's going to a fucking birthday party all the time. I want to go to the birthday parties, or I wouldn't be invited to something. And I'd be like, oh no! And you just don't need to have that in your brain.
Yeah, it's weird because everybody, no one's happy. They're just sharing all the happy stuff on social media, yeah. And then they're feeling unhappy about it, being like unhappy looking at other people for different reasons, and it's all just
it's
like,
awful. And then if you post something that's like, just to balance it all out, I've actually been going through some stuff. That's excruciatingly embarrassing.
Yeah, you can't do that either.
Don't be doing that.
It's all terrible.
It's all terrible. I did the highlights thing at the end of the, like, at the end of the year. I was like, 2025 has been wild. And then I did loads of pictures about, like, fun stuff that I'd done in that year. And then fucking hated myself. Because I was like, I've never done that before. This is the only year I've had in my life so far that has had loads of good work things. Normally there's like two things. I'm really trying to stretch them out. This was everything came out at once. I didn't film any of it that year, 2025. I filmed it, some of them, 2022. But like everything came out at once. And it just wasn't very me. But then he got so many likes, I had to keep it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the thing. If you start doing the sad thing, like I'm actually having a really tough time, and that goes really well, then you're incentivized to keep being sad to make the content.
You can't, and that's, you don't want to go down that route. You can't have your brand being sad.
No.
That's not fun for you, really.
No.
No.
Imagine if this show was sad.
Oh, God, I'd hate that.
We couldn't even cry. That's how unsad we are.
That's how happy I am. It's hard enough with your brand being that you absolute chaos, which is apparently what mine is. Live up to it all the time. But I do, so that's fine. Yeah. Anyway.
Who should we get on the show next, Stevie Martin?
Oh, God. What about Colin Powell?
Yeah. What about Colin Powell? Why not?
I just want to see what's on his phone.
Do you?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, anyone whose phone would be more interesting?
Of anyone other than Colin Powell.
Okay, I guess we're getting Colin Powell on the show.
That's it. Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
I bet his phone's interesting because he's a bit like, hasn't he released some hot sauces recently?
I'll level with you. Don't know who Glenn Powell is.
He's an actor.
Ah.
He's in Twisters.
Oh.
Everyone likes him. I've never seen him in anything.
Okay.
And he's got an array of hot sauces.
I like hot sauces.
I don't think he's really fit. I don't think he is. He seems to be quite a jolly, like just a jolly man. And I bet he's really on his phone. So I think, oh, Timothy Chalamet would be good. I bet he's really on his phone.
Okay.
But he has some gossip on that.
Tim, does he like Tim?
I have no idea. But I think out of all the things I said, the best guess does remain to be Colin Powell.
Well, we'll try. Stevie, thanks so much for coming in. That's all we have time for, so sorry.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Make sure you follow Stevie at Stevie M on Instagram. But the S is a 5.
The S is a 5, but I'm also on tour. Please. I'm on tour, please.
Please.
I'm doing
cry again.
Gigantic shows in autumn that even my management were like, you can't fill those, but let's just see. So please come to that.
Fill them up. Fill those shows up.
StevieMartin.com.
The link in description for tour dates, Stevie's Substack link, and a link to help raise money for student comedy.
That's nice. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for this whole thing. As always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram or at Privacy Settings FUBAR. Thanks for being here. Keep an eye on next week's episode because who knows who we'll have on. Me, I'll know. Goodbye.
Great. I can't believe I've got a hole.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.